Welcome to Land Yap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. Joining us today on Land Yap, we've got Alana Cooper and Michael Eccles, and talking today about the Hotel Monroe in downtown Monroe. Welcome, gang. Thanks for being with us today on Land Yap.
We appreciate you having us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Well, let me start with you, Michael. Congratulations on the new venture, and you've had the ribbon cutting and the grand opening. And tell folks a little bit about this place.
You know, so we bought these two historic buildings about 10 years ago. One built in 1891, the Sugar Brothers Grocery Store and Opera House, which is odd, but that's where they brought vaudeville acts and things at the turn of the late 1800s, early 1900s. The other building, the Southern Hardware Building, always been a hardware store, a beautiful historic building with big beams. And we took those two buildings, and it took us a few years, but we figured out Monroe, Northeast Louisiana, needs a boutique hotel.
All right, let me stop you right there. What is a boutique hotel?
You know, it's a smaller hotel. It's a smaller experience. We only have 69 hotel rooms, but it's a full service hotel. It has a rooftop bar, has a great food and beverage program, a lot of amenities, high touch, high service, and again, a very beautiful backdrop to come and stay and enjoy the culture of North Louisiana.
And a lot of that culture is built right into the hotel. You're right on the Ouachita River, and you've got some special Louisiana touches throughout the place.
Yeah, not only with the aesthetics or the design of the building, but even through the menu. I mean, local, homegrown food choices, things that remind you of Louisiana. Our restaurant there is called Heirloom, and so even the name Heirloom takes you back to another time and another place, and you'll see that embedded in the menu and really reminds you of what it was like to eat a really great meal, but all expressing what Louisiana expresses.
Alana Cooper with Discover Monroe, West Monroe with us, and we're talking about this a minute ago, this boutique hotel. What does that mean for you guys at the CVB?
Well, it's extremely exciting because this adds a new level of market to us, because we have now our first boutique hotel and one that is definitely of the caliber of being one of the best in the state for sure. And so it's something that we can market for weddings, meetings, board meetings. A lot of different things can come in now because we have this new facility with the Hotel Monroe. It's wonderful to have a boutique hotel. Not many cities have that, and not many have something especially this caliber. Michael and Chrissy did a fabulous job with this hotel, especially with the historic quality of the building, bringing those characters into it. It makes it very unique and a unique experience for everyone to have.
The building right on the historic riverfront, and it's something that I think is going to grow. We're seeing a lot of growth in Northeast Louisiana, but one of the problems, I guess, is having places for folks to stay. And you tell me, Michael, that occupancy has been really good as we start, and you're expecting even more growth.
Yeah, I mean, we've been open now roughly 9 weeks. The last 3 weeks, all during our business and travel days, the Monday through Fridays, we've been sold out. Weekends are building as we build that wedding and corporate event on retreats and types of things. So we've seen the community embrace us just completely, and that's been fun to watch. But we talk about these things, that the new things that are coming. We are seeing corporations come in and book breakout rooms, our ballroom. We have a large 5,000-square-foot ballroom that seats about 350. We had our first wedding the first weekend of July that used the space, and it was a beautiful wedding. And I think it's going to be a place that people from not just Northeast Louisiana, but from multiple states come over and use as a resource to bring great food, great people, and great times together.
It's going to be a full-time job just for somebody to keep all those chandeliers shined, I think.
You know, we do have some beautiful lighting throughout the property. I've got to credit my wife, Christy, and her design team. They worked as just to bring in all these elements that really symbolize what it's like to be from a beautiful, historic southern town. And it's a romantic story, which I think pairs well with weddings and great corporate events.
The other big thing down there is food, and I want to talk a little bit about culinary tourism. Elena, tell me, do we see folks that just show up in Northeast Louisiana just to eat our cool food?
Definitely. We have been marketing culinary tourism for a long time. It is such a unique experience. It's funny. There's a lot of people in South Louisiana. We know the largest percentage of population in the state runs along I-10. But so many people are so surprised when they come up from South Louisiana. They think, oh, we don't have good food up here. And they're like, they're shocked. And they're like, I had some of the greatest meals I've ever had here. And so this is just a great new level of addition to our area, to where we're taking it up another notch. I mean, Michael and Christy have done, Hotel Monroe gives us another offering of great food, great experience that you can't find somewhere else. That's what we want, is those specific things that you can't find somewhere else. And Hotel Monroe definitely offers that with the food, the bar, and the hotel experience.
Tell me what, I mean, you've only got 69 rooms. This thing is at capacity right now. What kind of growth do you think this will spur in the downtown area, other restaurants and venues and things like that?
So it's funny. I talked to some restaurant owners over the last couple of days, and they are seeing our guest, which hadn't been formerly staying in downtown Monroe, coming and filling their restaurants. So other restaurants are feeling the impact and growing their bottom line throughout the weekday and throughout the weekend. So that's exciting. But what I think it's going to do, and what you've seen in other cities that have added a hotel property in their downtown, it's a tipping point. It's a tipping point to bring more folks in. It generates new demand. I think we'll see other hotels in downtown Monroe in the future, and I definitely think we'll see way more restaurants that pop up and way more living that pops up in our historic downtowns.
Speaking today with Michael Eccles, representative for District 14, owner of Hotel Monroe, and also Alana Cooper with us today. Alana Cooper with the Discover Monroe, West Monroe Group. And it's a big deal, I think, to have all of this under one roof. I travel a lot with a football team. And we can't go many places because we've got to have meeting rooms and breakout rooms, and we've got to have a restaurant to feed them and all that sort of thing. And I think this is opening up some big opportunities in Northeast Louisiana.
Well, we wanted this to be the living room for the community. And whether you're strolling by to have a drink at the bar or an appetizer or a meal or running up to the Star Bar and overlooking that beautiful Ouachita River, it's a social space where folks from all different generations are gathering, they're eating, they're enjoying the culture. And it's fun to watch that culture come together. And with locals and with our tourists, I think everyone's pleasantly surprised when they walk through the door.
Alana, how do folks find out more about what's going on at Discover Monroe, West Monroe?
Well, they go to our website, monroe-westmonroe.org. We have a newsletter. I definitely always encourage people to sign up for that. We send it out on Tuesday for things that are happening in the community for the weekend. There is always events happening. There's so much to choose from here. We're so blessed with that. And so, like I said, it's very nice to be able to share that with the community.
And you can find out more about this and the Hotel Monroe by visiting our website, kedm.org or hotelmonroe.com.